8 Aboriginal language teachers have just graduated from the Education Department's Specialist Indigenous Language Teacher Training Course. A Pilbara Maru speaker, 3 Noongar, 2 from the Goldfields and 2 Gooniyandi teachers from the Kimberley spent almost 3 years doing the course. Lynette Gordon is one of those graduates who teaches Gooniyandi each day at Halls Creek District High School to students from kindergarten to year 6.
Just doing a lot of language work, getting the kids to basically help revitalise the Gooniyandi language. When I started, I wasn't a fluent speaker. I'm still learning the language, and I let the kids know that I'm a learner for my own language as well as they are. I've got my dad, my aunties, and a lot of speakers at home. So it's a good thing, and I'm enjoying it and learning a lot along the way as well.
Do you feel more confident as you go on in your fluidity for Gooniyandi?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm feeling more confident now more than ever in learning the Gooniyandi language. It's a lot of work, a lot of hard work, but I'm getting better and better at it, and I'm hoping that one day I could be as fluent as my families that came before me.
And Lynette, tell me about teaching the primary school kids and some of the activities that you do that are in Gooniyandi and how you actually teach the language.
It's all part of what we learned over the 2.5 years that we've been doing the course. So we've just basically the same as any other teacher, really. We're following our lesson plans, our routine. The kids are taking the language, taking it on very, very well, and they seem to enjoy learning it. And we've got a lot of games that we do. We do with the kids, the smaller one. We've got games and things, worksheets, and we do our keywords, sentence pattern. And it's just getting them used to the language. The games that we play, the kids don't realise that it's fun as well as learning at the same time. It's got to make it fun, and just what they don't realise is that they're actually learning new words every day, every time we're doing our language, and it's about repetition, but in a fun way. So we're getting the language, getting it there for the kids.
I know that some Indigenous languages have very few speakers. Mirrawong, for example, is considered an endangered language. What's the situation with Gooniyandi?
Statistically speaking, we are, I'd probably say it's the same as Mirrawong. So our language is dying out slowly. We've got, like, all our old people, they've passed away, they've passed on. And whoever, we've just got our young Indigenous elders in the community now who still can speak the language fluently. But it's just getting the younger generation to take it on board, I suppose, yeah.
What prompted you to take up becoming a language teacher?
I mean, I've always had a passion for teaching languages and culture. I mean, I do that with my kids at home. I don't know, it's just within me that it just needed to be done. I mean, you know, because I've sadly lost my grandmother, and she was a fluent Gooniyandi speaker. I mean, basically just doing it for her and the rest of the Gooniyandi people in and around the Kimberley region.
All right, Lynette, if we had to learn hello in Gooniyandi or good morning in Gooniyandi, what do we need to do to say it?
Good morning would be Juningara Langia, so that's good morning. And if I was to say hello, how are you, I'd say Gidiyandi Yaningi, so how are you today?
It's so musical, isn't it? A real fluid language.
It is. And, I mean, the kids, they push themselves as well. So when we're doing our lessons, sometimes we use the words, and most of the time kids, they'll say, oh, no, we'll just use the pictures. So they push themselves as well as they can.
Well, you're doing a terrific job. Keep up the great work at Halls Creek, Lynette.
No worries. Thank you very much, Vanessa.
Lynette Gordon. She is a Gooniyandi teacher at the Halls Creek District High School, teaching students between kindergarten and year six. And she's one of eight Aboriginal language teachers who've just graduated from the Education Department's teacher training course in Aboriginal languages. A Pilbara Māori speaker was another one as well.